Now, the 10th Jeden Svět, or One World Festival of Human Rights Documentary Films, begins in Prague on Wednesday night. The focus of the 2008 festival is on dictatorships, while other highlights will include rare Czechoslovak documentaries from the 1960s, hidden away for decades. And this year's One World is, for the first time, also set to visit a number of world cities. Ian Willoughby reports.
Da mussten sie Deutsche wieder singen.
An elderly Sudeten German describes recriminations against her people in 1945 in the Czech documentary A Town Called Hermitage. It's one of nearly 140 pictures from over 40 countries being shown this year in One World, which is run by the NGO People in Need. The Human Rights Documentary Festival began in 1998, attracting a few thousand viewers. Now, say organizers, it's the biggest of its kind in Europe. Founder Igor Blažević.
Last year had 70,000 people coming to visit it. I expect this year it will be even more. Today it's a big festival with an international reputation, but the core is still the same. It's really the celebration of the values of the human dignity, freedom, human rights and democracy.
After coming to a close in Prague on Monday, the One World Festival moves on to 28 other Czech towns and cities, up from 17 in 2007. But it's also traveling further afield this year, says Igor Blažević.
This year, on the 10th anniversary of the festival, we decided also to go to the what I call the political capitals of the world, let's say to the Washington, to the New York, to the London, to the Brussels, to organize the small versions of the One World there, but also underground. We will try to organize the small versions of the festival in Cuba, in Belarus, maybe even in Burma, places where people are still living under dictatorships. And the reason for that is basically, let's say, to show that the Czech Republic, after 20 years of becoming a free democratic society, is taking its part of the responsibility for the peace, freedom and democratic values internationally.
Dictatorships in the spotlight is one of the main themes in this year's festival, though there are also a number of other interesting sections, among them silenced testimonies, featuring Czechoslovak and East German documentaries made in the 1960s, but later locked away by communist censors. As well as the screening of titles like Jan Palach, 1969, there will be a panel discussion with some of the film's makers, organizer Mikhaila Klechkova.
We would like to bring them together and to screen the films and then bring some discussion about, not only about those films, but also about that time, about 60s, and about the atmosphere, about films that were made in that time.
You can find out more about that and other aspects of this year's Jeden Svět at www.oneworld.cz.
Ian Willoughby with that report on the One World Film Festival, which starts Wednesday in Prague.